Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's talk about a couple things that are kind of important for people to know. Let's talk about the weather. If you look outside, it's San Diego. What is it, 65-ish, 68-ish, right? That
ballpark? Yeah, it's not too warm. Doesn't really feel like San Diego.
Yeah, it's a little hazy, but it's not Cleveland, Ohio. Praise the Lord. Also, we're looking at the traffic, and there is traffic. In fact, there goes a blue truck right now. For those that want to know, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Stay with us. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
Punch the keys, for God's sake.
On the phone with us, our pleasure to have, from Focus on the Family, Glenn Stanton, who's going to be talking to us about Facebook and the genderitis problem. Glenn, are you there with us?
I am here, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, which is unfortunate for a lot of people, but not for me. I want to talk to you about this whole thing. I mean, it's and you're going to have to really help me on some of this, because I went through like three articles on the Facebook making a decision to go something beyond male and female. I'm going to say a couple of things that I'm going to ask you and kind of turn it over into your hands. But one of the first things I read was you can be a him, a her, or a them. Now, I'm not an English major, but I think I understand them is plural. I could be wrong, but yeah. I thought them was used to be plural. And then they've got this gender fluid, cisgender, and I was just there thinking, well, why not just have not human, I'm a dog, I'm a kitty cat, I'm a pickle. I don't get what's going on here. Can you help me out?
You know what? From what you just said, you get it perfectly. I mean, this is, and I try not to be like too negative about, you know, stuff outside the Christian market, but this, I mean, I have debated on college campuses for years, gender studies kind of stuff. This is just absolutely goofy. Is there, you know, biologically, if you go on you know, you look at biology, there's male and female. But here, like in gender studies classes, women's studies classes, and now on Facebook, there are literally as many genders as there are people. And a whole bunch of these words, I mean, when you hear Facebook wanting to do this, there is no way you're going to capture everybody that may feel this way or that way about who they are. You know, the them is just simply somebody, and it sounds like split personality, but somebody who might be male and female. And really, this just comes down to how do you feel about yourself and what do you think you are? And you can come up with the goofiest kinds of explanations. I asked somebody at one of these conferences that I went to, I said, get this, and I go, you know, listen to me. What if I were heterosexual, lesbian, transgendered? You know, you just start adding all this stuff that doesn't make any sense. I said, what if I truly believed that's who I was? Was there any objective measure that you could tell me I'm wrong? And she goes, nope, if that's how you see yourself, that's how you are.
Yeah, see, that therein lies the problem, Glenn. That's what I'm having a problem with. First of all, they have not listed as 51 Mr. McNutty Pants, which should definitely be on there. But what's driving me, like, bizarre is you get to just make it up as you go along. So I decided, all right, well, let's look at some of these. And this is actually some of the lists that they have. So just bear with me. It'll only take a second. They got trans female, trans male, trans person, gender variant, gender questioning. They have pangender. And I want to know, first of all, with all the trans, where's trans fat? Because there's plenty of people who are transgender who are fat. Trans American Airline. That's a good one. Yeah. And then Bender, which I thought should have been on there from Futurama. So I'm just not following. I mean, they're just making stuff up and going, sure, yeah, whatever. How many people are actually listing themselves this way? 100? 50?
Well, you know, David, I mean, that is exactly it, is they are just straight out making it up. There is no There's no science. There's no reality. It's just pure ideology. In fact, I went onto their website, Facebook's website, where they're listing all this stuff. And I said, thank you. You guys forgot me. I'm bi, heterosexual, lesbian, transgendered, gay. You know, it's like, it's just impossible for them to capture it all. You're going to exclude somebody. And it is interesting that the transgendered stuff, it's always trans from male to female, female to male. Bisexual, you know what bi is? That means that, I mean, binary is just a bad word in this community. Oh, male and female are not just, you know, humans are not just male and female, but bisexual, you know what? You're either this, you like either like this person or that person. And so they can't get away from this idea as much as they want to deny it, that, you know what, the world is made up of males and females. If somebody's not a male, they're a female. If they're not a female, they're a male. And there really aren't any other options. I mean, I think travel a lot, you know, and you're going through airport security and they'll go, need an ambiguous gender check on aisle six, you know, as you know, you're getting a pat down. They're just, you know, there's two kinds of people, male and female. There's 101 ways to be a good male. There's 101 ways to be a good female. But you don't find people in any other category. You can't just look at them and go, oh, yeah, you know, look what that is. I have no category for what that is. It all comes down to how the individuals feel about themselves.
All right, let me ask you this, Glenn, because you're the director for Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family. Where do people get more information, you know, like to understand what the intention is from God, from the Word of God, as to what a family is, as to what male is, female is, the roles and so on. Where are some good resources for people to grab onto?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we've got them at Focus on the Family, lots and lots of articles online, but it really comes down to, and Jesus backed this up, you know, in Matthew 19, Mark 10, did you not know from the beginning that God created the male and female, that those are the two only kinds of people in the world? The other is everywhere you go on the earth, go to any culture, you're going to find that, guess what? They've got males and females there. You would think with all the different kind of cultural diversity that we would find different kinds of people in all the different cultures. But yeah, we do have things at focusonthefamily.org, focusonthefamily.com, either one, and lots of good information on what is God's intention for the family? What is God's intention for gender? I've got a lot of good research on a subsite at Focus on the Family. All you have to do is Google Focus Findings, and it's the first thing that comes up, and I've got lots and lots of research there about gender and how it impacts the family and why we need male and female in the family.
Yeah, and I think that from a practical societal point of view, and I mean this sincerely, you just imagine a police officer calling in a call going, I've got a transgender person who's running down the alley. It's like, what am I supposed to do with that? You know,
well,
he's bi,
yeah,
transgender, sexual, whatever. It's like, what, is he wearing a hat that says that? See, to me, this all comes back down to the same reason that we have global warming, and it's the same problem that we have right here in this whole gender identity. It's the lack of use of the banjo. That's what I've decided.
You know what? That is exactly it. And the lack of the use of the banjo in polka music.
Yeah. I mean, it's to me, the reason that they're doing this is simply to garner some sort of political favoritism and then social favoritism so as to try and get more people to think they're hip, because there's a lot of discussion about the fact that they're kind of out of the zone, and they're trying to accommodate the, and it's without a doubt, the more vocal few who have a media that act oftentimes like the second beast in Revelation, being the propagandist, trying to really promote. And it's just like, you look at it and you're like going, you know, my kids grew up in a world that was more defined, and they're not perfect Christians by any means, but they're not dopey either. And it's like, you just look at it and go, come on, come on, really? And then this is like, yeah, no, this is mainstream. It's like, no, it's not.
Well, right. And you know, I mean, try to find somebody who fits in any one of these categories. I mean, go to the mall, go to New York City, go downtown Los Angeles. where there's lots of people, you will never say, okay, that person over there, I have no category for what that person is gender-wise. They will be some variant of male or female. Even the transgendered people are that way. In fact, it's interesting that I spend a lot of time at conferences and things like that with transgendered people. They tend to be kind of either hyper-masculine or feminine. You know, if they transfer from, you know, male to woman, the woman, she tends to be, you know, again, like hyper-feminine. And it's like, okay, you're not really supposed to do that because, see, you're the one breaking up the categories. But you know what? They kind of turn those categories into an either masculine or feminine cartoon. We will not find, and you do not find, people that you cannot identify as either male or female, really. Right.
Excellent point. Hey, Glenn, can you hold over with us for one more segment? Do you have time to hang out with us?
Sure.
We're going to take our break, come back, and then I got a question for you, and it has to do with how Christians really should approach this. I mean, I get to get away with a little more because I have a big mouth, and I was born and raised Jewish and became a Christian. Nobody can say anything. But I want to know for other Christians how they should approach it. You're listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back with more from Glenn Snetton from Focus on the Family. Family, don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
From plumbing and drains to heating and air and flood services, Bill Howe is your one-stop shop taking care of all your home repair needs from start to finish, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com today.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Today can be the best day of your life, knowing that you changed a life. Become a rescue partner with World Orphans today by bringing hope to children. For just $33 per month, you'll provide a child with food, medication, education, and the gospel.
We're seeing entire communities changed as a result of churches caring for orphans in their community. You see, as churches come together, training, teaching, sharing, and serving alongside one another, hearts and lives are changed. The church is strengthened and ministry grows. People in the community are seeing the church care for children in a different way. Instead of seeing them as domestic slaves, they see us loving them and caring about their well-being.
Go ahead, take a step of faith and rescue children through World Orphans. It will change your life too. We're stronger together than we can ever be apart. Call World Orphans at 888-ORPHANS or give safely and securely online at kprz.com.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabody's Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. And with that banjo playing, maybe global warming will finally disappear. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. On the phone with us, Glenn Sten from Focus on the Family, the Director of Family Formation Studies. And we're just discussing what's just recently happened with Facebook, trying to create something that goes beyond male and female options, because apparently now it's not just males that use Facebook. It's not just females that use Facebook. Apparently now my dog Levi, who's a white spotted boxer, he now uses Facebook, so they need to have a classification for him. So Glenn is helping us walk through this and help us understand how, and this is the question I have for you, Glenn, how does a Christian, you know, he's going to be engaging with other people. The conversation might come up. Hey, what do you think about the whole Facebook, 50, I mean, it's like a Paul Simon song, 50 different classifications. How does the Christian respond in a honest, loving, but effective manner?
You know what? That is a great question. It's an important question. I would say, and again, I deal with this a lot. I mix with these folks a lot. And this is how I deal with it. You take the person who's talking to you seriously and respectfully. You love them. You care for them. But you have to call the topic itself for what it is. And it is, it's just wacky. I mean, it just is. And I don't mean that as, you know, everything coming out of the world is wacky. But there is just no evidence whatsoever, observationally, biologically, scientifically, for any of these things. It is pure ideology coming out of women's studies programs, gender studies programs, and it is important. I mean, if anybody thinks that scientists, you know, if you think you perform an autopsy on somebody, and you're like, okay, this is not a male, this is not a female, this is an intersexed person, or, you know, this is a non-binary person, this is a pan-gender person. These things are just feelings. These things are just self-understanding. There's this thing in here called cis male, C-I-S. You know what that means? It means I am physically a male and I understand myself to be a male. Cis male. You know what that is in the Facebook identification? It's male. You know, these things are just wacky. And it's like, no, calling myself male isn't good enough. I have to be cis male. That means I'm a male. And it is just like, okay, we want to be hip. We want to be out there. And Christians need to kindly but truthfully call it for what it is. I mean, there's this line on Seinfeld where Kramer goes, this is the biggest scam since one-hour Martinizing. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah, what's amazing about it is I think that there's some Christians that are, and I do believe this is a problem. I think it's a genuine problem of misunderstanding the concept and the ideologies of what love is and isn't. Especially coming from an agape point of view, from a divine point of view, it's as though somebody decided, hey, we're going to take Hebrews chapter 12 and remove that part where it talks about God loves us. It's proof because he disciplines us. It demonstrates his love for us. And I think what people are thinking is, oh, no. Love, peace, Jesus, flowers, you know, no guns and anything like that, which I'm not going to argue about the gun part, but, you know, it's all peace and smoking pot and it lets everybody just feel good and walk around. And flower power. In my mind, it's like to love somebody is to also be aware that if they're heading for a brick wall at 95 miles an hour, you would like them to stop. So you tell them, stop that. That's a bad idea. And so to me, there's a lot of Christians that think, well, you can't really say it because that's not really loving. And love is all about acceptance. And I think the people misunderstand love and acceptance for acknowledgement of behavior. That's not okay. It's not acceptable. What do you think about that?
Well, and I mean, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's not always loving to be permissive. You know, I mean, that's the number one rule of parenting, right? And sometimes it's actually abusive. I think another thing with Christians here is you know, with compassionate hearts and tender hearts like we should have towards others, we may tend to think, well, you know, this is how people are. There are people, you know, that are gender fluid. There are people that are gender questioning, gender variant. And it's like, no, they're not people like that. There are people who think that they're like that. Now, the issue of transgendered, I mean, I wouldn't say that there's this real thing called transgendered, but you can clearly see, okay, this person was a male. They think they're a female now. You know, you've got to be respectful of that in the sense of this is the person standing right in front of you. You know, this is clearly something that happened with them because of some insecurity, some lack of understanding and confusion about who they are. So you be compassionate about who that person is and where that person is. But a lot of these others, there, and it's just a complete idea in the mind of these folks. And so, you know, we can't really say, well, as Christians, we've got to respect these 50 different genders. They're made up. They are completely made up. And you know, we're foolish if we kind of play along with that. It's like, the, you know, the kid who, you know, I'm Superman, and he really believes he is Superman. Now, if you have a kid who, like, you know, I like to be Superman, you could play along with that. But if the kid really thinks he is, you know, you've got to speak to that in truth, you know. And that's the way it is here, you know, in a loving sort of way.
Yeah, I think for me, as I you know, as I listen to it, I think there's a mindset that says, you know, hey, well, you know, you gotta love them, so you know, you don't really say anything. It's like, to me, I think that's the opposite of true. The truth, because if Jesus loved us, he did. He came and told us, hey, repent. Hey, you got to change this. Hey, this is wrong. Hey, this approach isn't working. Hey, they told you this, but it's this. I mean, that's all he did was correct, instruct,
right.
And he did it lovingly. Don't get me wrong. You shouldn't be a smarty pants like I am, but you got to be able to do it. And that's where we're lacking.
And that's exactly right. That is exactly right. And that is important. And, you know, I would tell people that, again, Jesus talking in Matthew 19, Mark chapter 10, he talks about the creation narrative, the creation story where God made them male and female. You know, Jesus didn't recognize all kinds of different genders. And he's God. I mean, it's not, well, he lived way back then. He's the one who created everybody. You know what? If he created these different kinds of people, he would have told us about them. And so, you know, it is unfortunately an illusion, and it's a politically correct kind of illusion. And, you know, these people have never existed anywhere else in time. If you go, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, a lot of the atheists, a lot of the naturalists, they've come out against this because it doesn't exist in science. You know, they're saying these things are, you know, kind of nuttier than, you know, we are as Christians believing in God that you can't prove. You know, this is just completely made up. And you know, you can't emphasize that more than that. And we need to understand that and be sad for the people who think this really identifies who they are. Their own identity is based on, you know, just a figment of their imagination. And that's a sad way to live.
Great job, Glenn. I really appreciate you being on the show. And do me a favor, hang on. I want to say hi to you at the break. Ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Stanfra, he's the Director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family. We were talking about the idea that there could be 50-plus genders, and the answer is no, there's not. No, it's not true. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're looking at some other stories, including a movie about Jesus that doesn't include Satan. What? We'll be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM. KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista on February 20th at 6 p.m. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. Call 866-600-1130. That's 866-600-1130 or online at aramco.biz.
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome, Men with Banjos Who Know How to Use Them, featuring Steve Martin and Earl Scruggs. Take it away, folks.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. By the way, robo-producer, how's our time? I know we got all messed up. I really had enjoyed talking to Glenn. He was a lot of fun.
That was a good interview.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to talk to.
I'm still really disappointed you can't put Mr. McNutty Pants.
I know. How could you not list that as one of them? Mr. McNutty Pants.
I was going for bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
And talking about staying hip and current, that's right out of Warehouse 13, which, by the way, the wife and I, in 1 month, watched the first 3 years. We need help. Anyways, she just ordered season number four off of Netflix. That's how bad we are. But then we're like this together. That's why I was telling RoboPaul. He didn't, I know he doesn't understand because he didn't go through this the same way. You're a little older, so you'll appreciate this. But the wife and I was sick on Friday. So she got Star Trek, the second Star Trek movie, and then also picked up Taco Bell. And that's all we did.
Wrath of Khan or the second new one?
No, the second new one. And so now we got that in Blu-ray. So we have all of those like in Blu-ray.
Very nice.
And then we sat there and we ate like Burrito Supremes and we just sat there together and became very piggish. But it was a really enjoyable, the husband and wife thing. You know, I mean, that's true love.
Doesn't really get any better than that.
If we'd have got pizza, but okay. She got the Taco Bell. I got the movie. That worked out good. All right, so let's talk about a few things. What's my time, though? Because I know we're all messed up.
For you, Dave, and only for you, we have about 2 minutes.
About 2 minutes. Well, with that 2 minutes, you know, there's quite a bit that I want to do, but I want to talk about this one story. It's a really cool story, something that will be uplifting now that we've gone through all this. And then when we come back, we'll do some teachings. Listen to this. 5 siblings who were separated at birth. This is for real. They all reunited after 50 years. Listen to this. One of the siblings was working at Walmart. Another sibling, who they didn't know they were siblings, said hi to her almost every week for years. In other words, there's 5 siblings. They were all separated at birth. They are now all together. When they were putting the family back together when they got older, it turned out that one of the siblings was shopping at Walmart on a continual basis while the other sibling worked at Walmart on a continual basis. And they said hi to each other for years without knowing that they were siblings. Isn't that cool? So they're like, she's the person, kids, how you doing? Good. How you doing? Good. How you doing? Good. Hi, you're my brother. Like, wow.
Nice.
Isn't that a wild story? Like, man, if you're going to have a family reunion, that's kind of cool because they kind of actually saw each other over time. Didn't even know it. But that's, I always thought that was cool. I'm just one of those people that think stories like that are nifty and good for them.
Well, it's good to hear positive stuff in the news.
That's so true. Isn't it true?
Everything else is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to turn it off.
Is it true? By the way, here's something positive. We'll go out with this. Isn't baseball coming soon?
Dave, we're just a couple of weeks away from spring training. It's glorious.
Okay. And I'm not gonna give you a hard time this. Did you watch any of the All-Star game at all, the basketball All-Star game at all? Any of it? Any of it?
Honestly, I normally do. This time I did not.
Okay.
Actually, I like basketball.
Those guys that can slam dunk from, they're like 30 feet in the air. It's like, wow. That's pretty impressive.
Can you?
I can't even dunk in a trash can.
Can you dunk a donut, David?
I can eat a Dunkin' Donuts. I could do that.
Counts for something.
Yes, it does. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Ooh, a real good DDD coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no-obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit kprz.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial.
Nice!
Britt Johnson here, and as you know, I'm turning 50 this year. My mom is turning 79, and she's getting too frail to do it all on her own. Like most of us in the sandwich generation, I have 3 children at home and a parent who needs more help than I can give her. I was really concerned about having a stranger care for her in her home, and then I met Portia at Golden Care, and she was an answer to prayer. What a difference from the stories I've heard. In fact, my mom's story is one of peace, because I can trust Golden Care's background screened employees to treat her well. Christian owned and CASA certified Golden Care placed a compassionate and dependable caregiver who treated my mom like her own. I can call them 24/7 and they respond right away. Thank you, Golden Care, for treating my mom as precious as gold.
If your loved one needs in-home care, visit getgoldencare.com. Mention KPRZ and get 25% off. Visit getgoldencare.com.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it.
At Ascension Lutheran Children's Center, that's their philosophy. Here's what Donna has to say about Ascension Lutheran Children's Center.
There have been so many wonderful experiences for my daughter. I'm always impressed with the new things she learns each day, and I really appreciate that Ascension Lutheran includes Christian teachings as part of their curriculum. I would definitely recommend Ascension Lutheran.
Ascension Lutheran, conveniently located in Allied Gardens between Mission Valley and East County, offers full or part-time as well as after-school care for children up to the age of 12. Right now, if you call and mention KPRZ, Ascension Lutheran will give you half off your first week's tuition. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, or a friend, now is a great time to call. We all know how important a Christian education is for our child, and the first few years help build their foundation for the rest of their lives. Call Ascension Lutheran Children's Center today, 619-582-2699.
Hi, this is David from the David Spoon Experience. My father passed away when I was 20 years old. And while he had some pretty good wealth, the government immediately seized his estate funds for review. Now, fortunately for me and my family, we had term life insurance. And with that money, he not only received the proper funeral, according to our family traditions, it was the assistance my family deeply needed. I understand that in radio, we are in the business to generate revenues. But for me, term life insurance is a little more personal. So when I met with Tarek from iBuyTerm and shared my story, he understood me completely. iBuyTerm provides different options of term life insurance coverage with your best interest at heart, finding you the most affordable and most appropriate life insurance for your stage of life. Go online for a free quote to iBuyTerm.com. That's iBuyTerm.com and call to speak to a live person. Call 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. iBuyTerm. Life insurance made easy, affordable, and honorable.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The song we're going to do right now was released on Christmas Day of 1967, originally. It's written by Boudlow and Felice Bryan about a beautiful spot just out of Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And on February the 15th, 1982, this song was voted by the General Assembly of Tennessee as one of their official state songs. And we were very fortunate to be the first group to have the first record on this. And since then, it's been recorded over 100 times. And we look back on dear old Rocky Top.
The David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. We're just trying to make sure that global warming stays gone, so we keep playing banjo music, because that's what's been missing from the world. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Check on the weather. Check on the traffic. All right. You want to send an email? DavidSpoonKPRZ.com. If you want to send a letter, you can send a free email. Why do you want to send a letter? Hey, you can be free. Oh, okay. If you want to send a letter, send it to the station in care of. And the people that go through my mail to make sure that nothing hits me in the face will review it. And if it gets through the screeners, then I'll read it. Or I'll look at it, or whatever it is. We'll do our best. Anyway, a couple things to tell you. We've got a lot of stuff going on. I think, I don't know at what point, but at some point, either today or tomorrow, I got to talk about the fact that I have good friends Roma Downey and Mark Burnett are in the news again with a little controversy. Did you hear about the controversy? They took Satan out of the movie Son of God. So I think tomorrow we're going to spend a little bit of time getting into that, figuring out, you know, did they do this? I mean, they didn't do it to defile the truth, but they did it because of the controversy that the last time they had Satan and everybody said it looked like Barack Obama, which, by the way, that was the mainstream media that did that, or what we call the undercurrent media. They did that. They were the ones that said that, which tells you what they think. But okay, we'll just leave that alone. But I wanted to do this DDD that's connected, that does have to do with the enemy, because if you're not aware of this right now, you should be aware of this as a Christian, that spiritual warfare is a real part of a Christian walk. It's real. And for those that go, it's not real, that's how good Satan is, you don't even know. Over 40 different names in between the Old and New Testament that are used for Satan throughout, and hundreds of passages that bring him into bear. It just teaches you that if you think you're just not important enough so he doesn't bother with you, if you think, well, not that important, he doesn't gotta bother with me, you're just another light that he's trying to snuff, because he understands that the collectiveness of all of us being people who walk in honor of Jesus Christ shines brighter than anything that can ever be seen. And he wants to snuff out as many lights as possible. And his job is to do that as sneakily, if that's a word, as possible. So I want to talk about that. And this is actually, and actually this DDD has a title. And they don't all have titles. Some just do, some don't, some do, some don't. This one's called Watch Out for the Enemy. Well, not that complex. I'm going to give you a series of scriptures. It'll be on the replay if you need it on the replay. But just listen to the approach that the enemy takes in all of our lives from time to time. And I want you to see this, okay? So this is called Watch Out for the Enemy. And now Jesus taught specifically on sin and the enemy and on heaven more than he taught about the poor. And people say, oh, that's not true. It's 100% true. You can go into any lexicon in the world, any concordance in the world, and find out that's the case. Here's, and if he did that, and I'm not sure that that's the way you evaluate whether something's more important or not. I'm just saying he taught about it quite a bit. And here's one of the things that we get. Then we're going to pull some verses out throughout the New Testament and then one in the Old Testament. Here's what the first verse. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. I want to say something about the enemy. Sometimes the enemy is loud and obnoxious. Loud and obnoxious. You say, well, how could you say that? Well, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says this. Be of sober spirit. And be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. So what it says in 1 Peter 5, 8 is, one, be alert. If you're a Christian and you're not alert that there's an enemy, there's something wrong. Your enemy, by the way, is called your adversary. He's your adversary. He's your opponent. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. That's not like a quiet kitty. I don't know. I'm going to sit there and think, quiet little cat. Meow, 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 meow. A roaring lion. Rah! A roaring lion's a roaring lion. And sometimes he's loud. Sometimes the enemy's obnoxious. I got to tell you something else, and I want you to watch this. Sometimes the enemy is subtle and sneaky. Sometimes he's subtle and sneaky. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 and 14 say this. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. See, Jesus came and brought us the message of the gospel. He wasn't an angel. He is God. Completely different than somebody who started a whole belief system around an angel, which Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. You can't get out of this stuff. You can dance all you want. You can bounce up and down all you want. And before people start freaking out about the angel thing, why don't you read Galatians chapter 1, where Paul said that we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, let him be accursed. There's one gospel. And it doesn't matter whether an angel comes out, because an angel can be of light, can be disguised. It could actually be Satan. Now, if you're not going to be honest about it, that disguising, that's called subtle and sneaky. So sometimes he's loud and obnoxious. He's like a roaring lion. Sometimes he's sneaky. Kind of goes around like an angel of light. Oh, it looks so good. Oh, it looks so nice. That's another tactic. Here's another tactic that the enemy uses through people. This is not going to make me any friends, but 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 5 through 6. This is what it says. And when a man came near to prostrate himself before him, making a reference to Absalom, Absalom would put out his hand and take hold of him and kiss him. In this manner, Absalom dealt with all of Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole away the hearts of the men of Israel. What Absalom did was he stole the hearts of the people of Israel by pretending that he cared. He cares so much. He would extend his hand and grab the person who came to him, and he would hug him, give him a Hebrew kiss, and say, oh, if I were the king. And he stole the hearts of the people. He didn't care about those people. He was trying to get power. He was trying to get authority. He was trying to get his way. And that's another tactic of the enemy. And the enemy uses people to steal the hearts of people. And who can you think of that will do whatever it takes, just a big supporter of you? It doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter what the Bible says. I'm just a big supporter of you. I love you, people. That's right. That's the enemy. A real person with real love will say, stop stealing. Stop lying. Cut that out. Don't do that to your neighbor. Don't bear false witness. Don't murder. I mean, that's what an honest, loving person does. And then you only have to do that if something's going wrong on the flip side. Here's the point I want to make. Sometimes the enemy comes up and he's loud and obnoxious. Sometimes he's subtle and he's sneaky. He can be a roaring lion or he can be an angel of light. Sometimes he operates through people stealing away the hearts of men, pretending that he cares. I care so much for you. Whatever his tactic is, he is sold, the enemy, on making war with the believers. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 8 through 12, the passage talks about this. It says, so the dragon, this is actually verse 12. So the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Here's my simple question. Do you hold to the testimony of Jesus? Yes or no? Do you hold to the testimony of Jesus? Because if you do, the dragon is off to make war with you. Do you hold the testimony of Jesus? Well, that's you. That's me. We hold the testimony of Jesus. We desire to keep the commandments of God and keep them the best we can and receive grace for where we fail. But guess what? That means that we are at war with the dragon. Guess what the dragon doesn't want you to do? Recognize that you're at war. It's easier. That's that caring and subtle and sneaky. And we need to be alert because he doesn't like us. Keep it straight, people. Best friend in the world. Worst enemy in the world. You're listening. That's one to the other. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're looking at something that's a little fascinating and a little weird.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Lars University presents San Diego's Ultimate Design Remodeling Workshop this Saturday at 10 a.m. Learn how to plan your perfect remodel and save thousands of dollars and headaches. Go to LarsRemodel.com for details. That's LarsRemodel.com.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name. Alim is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now. Please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
You're always such a fussy young man. Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it.
Just welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to thank Robo Paul and Robo Producer for producing the show today. By the way, I feel tons better in my spirit just by doing this.
That is good.
Yeah, it's always good. It's always a good thing. Just like, wow, you're feeling pumped up. Yeah, it's like
that adrenaline of the live show.
Yeah, and then as it goes on, it gets better. Which is like kind of a weird thing. Two things I want to cover. One, not nearly as important as the first one. The first one directly involves you, Robo Producer, only because you and I are very large fans of this particular element. Have you heard about private pizza?
No, but I think it should be kept private.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to...
Or they have to share it with me.
Yeah, you got to have to share it because it's part of it. Private pizza, military meal that lasts... almost 3 years.
What?
A pizza that can stay on the shelf for up to 3 years and still remain good to eat.
See, that's great in theory. The problem is if there's pizza in my house, there's no way it is lasting 3 years.
Yeah, but it's for the military, though. That's not actually for you.
Oh, okay.
It's for the military. So the whole thing is pizza is the most requested item when soldiers are asked every year what they see in their rations. Right behind... a banjo. So there's banjo, number one.
Freeze-dried banjo.
And then pizza. Pizza's the number one thing. The question is, how does it taste? They say it tastes just like any typical pan pizza, which that, first of all, for them to say that means they don't even know what pizza is. Because you can't say, oh, it tastes like a typical pizza. So you have to have a range.
And is it deep dish or regular?
Yeah, that's a big question. So they say the only thing missing from the experience is that it's not hot. To which I say, have you been to college? It's not hot. What do you mean?
Never
it,
hot.
It can be cold. It can be half on the counter, half on the carpet.
Honestly, some what of the best pizza I've ever had, Dave, cold pizza.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the living experience is, look, for those that are older, hey, don't lie. You had lousy pizza all over the place, too. I mean, it's just like, that's the whole thing. And then the pizza that's been sitting, the only pizza you don't want to eat is the one with anchovies that you didn't order it with anchovies.
Correct.
That pizza. You know what? I would avoid that pizza. I would say, back off, back off. Anyway, I think the idea that they have listened and thought, hey, let's get some pizza. And first we'll get them banjos. That keeps away global warming. And then we'll give them the pizza. But the pizza can last up to 3 years. So the soldiers can have like the most requested item. And it has a 3-year shelf life.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, I got to say. And it's called private pizza. You like that?
I like public pizza better, but...
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's the kind of pizza you and I think it's the kind of pizza that are on some of the diets.
Yeah, the type of pizza I'm picturing in my head, that's not what they're getting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know I have a very good friend who comes by, takes his pizza, and hits it on my desk. And he goes, I think this was a shingle on one of the roofs on Excalibur Roofs. You know, it's like, that seems so hard. Isn't that funny? And he just faithfully eats it, but dude lost 30 pounds. So, hey, what you can't say a lot.
Do what you got to do.
You do what you got to do. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to exit, come back tomorrow. We got guests tomorrow. We got more stuff. We're going to be working on what our next giveaway is. We did not do a giveaway today because the prize wasn't good enough for you. It didn't have a high enough value. So I said, no. How about that? That's me watching out for the audience right there. All right, I think. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break and coming back with more banjo to keep global warming away. We'll see you in 22.